The culture of Argentina and a longing for that culture are what moved Argentinian-American pianist Marian Conti to record her new CD, Nostalgias Argentinas. This is KBIA's Trevor Harris. I recently spoke by phone with the New York-based Marian Conti about why her native nation of Argentina moves her so much and has created a longing in her for music written now almost a century ago.
Until not long ago, Argentina was considered probably the most cultured country in the whole Latin America. Education, it's very strong, a lot of universities, and by the way, many universities are free for the students, so that's one good thing, how they promote education in Argentina. But also is the mixture of many different influences, because, you know, we brought so many immigrants to Argentina. We have a big Italian immigration, Spanish, Russian, English, every country you can think of from the beginning of the 1900s through, because of the war, the first war and the second war. So a lot of people came to Argentina. A lot of Jewish people came to Argentina, escaping from Europe. And, of course, a lot of the Nazis came to Argentina. So we have, like, everybody came to our world, you know. And so the mixture became very, you know, very sophisticated. It's a very sophisticated country. There was kind of a underestimation, I guess, of our own music, and so that's sad. So when you leave the country, you realize that, you know, that you were missing things that you wish you have known better. I mean, you become a little nostalgic about that. That's why the title of the CD. There's a nostalgia for things that you wish you've had, or you were able maybe to experience, and you didn't. So in a way, I tried to bring back on this CD a lot of those composers that were sort of lost and somewhere, you know, and became unknown. And these were important composers at one time, important for the culture of Argentina.
The new CD from Marian Conti, Nostalgias Argentinas, features music from 11 early 20th century Argentinian composers, including Carlos Gustavino, on the occasion of his centennial. This is one of Gustavino's 10 Cantos Populares, as performed by Conti on the new CD.
A lot of this music I did not have the chance to perform when I was young. I never knew of this music. So it's, at least, you know, I'm glad that I was able to discover this now and put my own two cents into this. And I'm very happy with this recording. So a lot of music I found through my explorations in the music stores in Argentina, and buying music and, you know, and bringing it home and trying, and maybe some I liked, some I didn't, but some of it is out of print. You can tell by the printing, you know, the last probably is 1940 or 1970 and hasn't been in print since then. A lot of things I've discovered through friends of mine who have music in their homes and photocopies, and so it's through the years, you know, you collect all this music, and then one day you take everything out and you start going one by one and just checking and say, oh, this is good, this is not good, you know, this may be for later. So you start eliminating certain things that might work for another CD, but not for this, for the sound that you want to create on this album. Been doing a lot of recordings of different composers. I've been promoting a lot of American music, a lot of music from Spain, and besides the Chopin and the classical CDs that I've done. So my mission, I guess, is to promote music of really good composers and composers that people probably don't know much. And especially I do a lot of promotion of American music. I mean, I've been here for many years, so the least I can do is, you know, to pay honor to some of the great American composers you have here, besides my own Argentine composers.
Marian Conti's effort to resurrect and breathe new life into compositions by largely forgotten Argentinian composers from her native land has resulted in a new CD that ranges from vibrant to melancholy to contemplative. Nostalgias Argentinas was released June 26th on the Steinway & Sons label. Conti, who is presently on the Juilliard School Knight faculty, is touring in support of the release. Besides music from Carlos Gustavino, the release includes compositions by 10 other Argentinian composers, including this piece from Remo Pignoni, Por el Sur. Enjoy. For KBIA, this is Trevor Harris.